Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome, 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 welcome to Women Entrepreneurs Unmasked. This is your host, Shalonda, Coach Treasure Williams, and I want to give you a great big hi and hello. Of course, I'm always excited to be on this call. I'll tell you what, today's call we are going to do solo because we want to be able to share with you, for those of you who have never really heard my unmasking story. So we're going to share with you, because here's the thing, we talk to a lot of different women entrepreneurs, we talk to people from ministry, we talk to CEOs, we talk to women who are movers and shakers, but a lot of times we don't really get to see the full picture of the person behind the interview. Right? So today we are going to kind of allow you to tap into who we are as people and what it is that we have to offer the world. And so I am just extremely excited because tonight I get to share from a really pure and transparent place. And so we want to just encourage you a little bit today, but we want to answer some real live questions and give you some real live feedback. And so I don't know whether you are taking notes or whether you want to, but it's not necessary because I believe that there will be some things in what I have to say that will resonate with you as individual people. And I might even bring on a friend of mine, if possible, if someone's there to, if she's there, because we were talking back and forth about some things. And so I'm not exactly sure whether she'll listen in, call in, but if she does, then we'll kind of bring her on so she can give a little bit of feedback to what I'm saying. But, you know, tonight I want to share with you a few things about my struggle, what I went through, and how I'm still going through sometimes in the world of entrepreneurship. I mean, because this is a story about being able to unmask and be real and you know, and not hide from who we are, this will kind of resonate. So here's the thing. I've been a published author since 2007, and this journey has not been a great one, you know, in respect of profit, right? In respect of trying to make it to the top, in respect of trying to get a plan and stick to it so that I can see the fruit of that labor, if you understand what I mean. But in 2007, I was pregnant. I started working on a book before I got pregnant because I went through this, you know, okay, I'm going to do the right thing this time, Lord. I'm going to be celibate. I'm not going to have sex out of wedlock. I'm not going to have sex until I get married. And so I was real sincere about that thing. And I was trying. I was working towards it. I was trying to do the right thing. And I was celibate. And then in the process of that, God was speaking to me about writing a book. And so I was really into it. It was a devotional type of book, and it was the devotional type of book, and it had scriptures. So you can only imagine what it felt like when in the midst of this, I felt weak, of course, and then I ended up getting pregnant with my fourth child. So my desire to do the right thing, to stand strong and to maintain for God, it was really real because I had already had three children out of wedlock and I was just tired of doing the same thing over and over again. Shalonda, you're going to do the right thing this time. You're going to handle business the right way. And then lo and behold, I fall again, get pregnant for the fourth time, and my book is in the process of being published. So, you know, when we talk about unmasking, we're not just talking about the stories of, you know, how you started from the bottom and now you're there. And we're not just talking about being at the top and then falling straight from the top. Sometimes in our unmasking, we have to talk about the stuff behind the stuff. You know, why is it that I keep failing? Why is it that I keep going through the same motions over and over and over again? Why is it that I'm just in this roundabout circle to where it seems like nothing is actually prospering? And so here with that the story, the scenario I just gave you, you know, three children out of wedlock, one child on the way because I failed again. And this is something that we do not only in life, but we also do this in business. Most of the time, when you look at your life, you can see how every other part of your life is going to look and what it looks like. Why is it that we keep going through the same cycles in business over and over and over again? Why is it that we start one thing and we get a good momentum and then all of a sudden it fails, it crumbles, it falls right from underneath us, right? So we have it in our mind, I'm determined, I'm going to do this thing, I'm going to write this business plan, I'm going to get this funding, I'm going to search out these sponsors, I'm going to make my pricing list, and I'm going to stick to it, I'm going to get me a marketing plan, and I'm going to work it out. And you do it, and you're steadfast in it for a little while, and then all of a sudden, here comes temptation. Here comes the voices that tell you that what you're doing is not good enough. Here comes the pictures of the people who are making it, and they seem like they're doing so awesome and so great, and you're not doing that. And then all of a sudden, here goes your rationale telling you, you know what, you probably can't do this anyway. You're not good enough to do this anyway. You're not them. They have a lot of money back in them. You don't have any money. Here's the temptation, right? And so now all of a sudden this temptation is there, this temptation to quit, this temptation to give in to the very thing that you said that you would not give in to, and here it is. So when we're unmasking, and while I'm unmasking tonight, I'm telling you that there is a sequence, there is a series of things that happens with us sometimes, and if we're not careful, the very thing and the very pattern that we show in our lifestyles, the very pattern that we show in our everyday living will be the same patterns that show up in our businesses, in our ministries. Here I am determined to be celibate, not do it again until I get married. At this time, I was 26 years old. and God knows that if I would have known that I wouldn't be getting married until this time or this year, then I probably wouldn't have never made that vow in the first place. Oh, I'm not getting married for 10 years or 8, 9 years. Okay, Jesus, I'm not, let your yay be yay and your nay be nay. I wouldn't have been able to make that vow. But at the time, I didn't know it. At the time, I was just optimistic. You know, this thing is going to happen. I'm going to end up married. I'm going to be happy. I'm going to have a good life. And so my determination was great when I did not realize that it would be 8 years from now, from then. How many of us build up this momentum at first, right? And we set it in our minds, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to run this business. I'm going to be a bestseller. I am going to have this multi-million-dollar company, and I'm going to make it happen, and I'm going to do this thing. But in your mind, you're not thinking that that could take 8 and 9 and 10 years to build. And so here comes temptation right there in the first year. The naysayers, the people who are telling you that it's not going to work anyway, or you're looking at your bottom line and your bottom line doesn't match up, or you're looking at the bank account and there's no profit coming in, and no matter how many seminars and free gifts you give away, it seems like nobody's biting, nobody's taking the bait. And so here's a temptation to quit. No husband has come yet, so here's my temptation. He seems like an awesome person. He seems like an awesome man. We click on some levels, and, oh, you know, he read his Bible too. And so here's this thing, you know, it seems good. It seems good, right? It seems like it could work. But instead of me seeing the marriage or a marriage through all the way to the end, I have now taken the bait to settle for something less than what I was supposed to get in the first place. And with that bait came another baby. And with that baby came another a year or 9 months or a year that I'm sitting still not doing nothing, because now I'm living in condemnation. I'm feeling some type of way about my life. I'm feeling like I'm not worth it. I'm never going to actually do the right thing. So long, you keep falling to the same prey every time. And it sounds a lot like how we sound in business. I'm determined. I got this serious momentum, right? Like, I'm really working this thing. I'm really about to make this thing happen. I'm really about to make this thing succeed. I'm going to make it succeed. I'm gonna work it. I'm going to do the 40-hour weeks and 80-hour weeks if I have to, whatever I have to do. And then for that first little while, you got this instant. The momentum is great, right? You pumped about it. You reaching out to contacts. You got prospects that saying, okay, I might want to take your services. You got people saying, oh, this is a great idea. You seem like you're doing great things. I might want to back you. You have all these people saying yay, yay, yay and cheering you on because they see that you're excited about this venture. But then all of a sudden things start getting slow and the very thing that looks like it's supposed to be it. You take the bait of that instead of actually working the business like you were supposed to. You're taking the free opportunity. You're taking the person that says that I can help you get to this place and I can get you to that place. And you're falling for the networking opportunities with people that don't have any integrity. And then you fall into that trap. And then when you fall and you fail at one thing, you want to give up. You want to quit because now you're thinking, I can't do this. I'm not fit to do this. They got me too easily. People are just backstabbers. Nobody means you any good. You got a million things that's coming at you, and you're slowing down on your vision, on your goal, and that's at the first temptation. That's at the first temptation. So if you don't have the momentum to make it through the first temptation to quit, then how are you going to see your business through to full fruition? How are you going to see your vision through to full fruition? If you cannot say no to the first temptation, the first thing that looks like it could be, thinking that I found the prospect to be married to is not the same thing as being married to him. And oh boy, how many times have I taken the bait? How many times have you taken the bait, the shortcut, the get-rich-quick scheme, the thing that looked like it was too good to be true, and you knew it was something, that red flag came up and told you, do not take that business opportunity, but you took it anyway because you're trying to figure out the easiest way to get there instead of actually waiting, having faith, consulting God, and allowing the manifestation to happen first. How many times? So in Coach Treasure's Unmasking, I've taken the bait way too many times, and not to make light of our learning experiences along the way, but there are some learning experiences that we may not even have to have, because if we simply just be patient and wait through the process, then it won't take as long for the manifestation to happen. But because we put ourselves in situations, and because we do certain things, and because we want to jump ahead of what it is that we're supposed to be doing, we fumble, we fall, and we don't get it right, and then when we don't get it right, we feel like, oh, I'm such a big failure, so we don't keep going, we quit. And so here it is, two years later, 4 years later, 5 years later, you still starting to, you're trying to start the same venture that you started down all those years ago, and then you're saying to yourself, oh, this is just divine timing. It was, no, guess what? Had you kept up the momentum the first time, you might have would have been at a certain level in your business right now. And I'm not just talking to you, I'm speaking to myself. I believe that had I did everything that was told to me, taught to me a long time ago, if I would have kept the momentum going instead of falling into the same traps over and over again, the traps that made me, put me in depression, the traps that put me in a place where I thought I wasn't worthy, the places that, the traps that put me in a place of being homeless, all type of stuff, right? If I would have just kept up the momentum, and if I would have kept pushing, and if I would have kept going after it, I'm watching some people that started around the same time I started, and I'm watching them live at their peak right now, and I'm not mad. I'm not jealous. I'm not a bit envious. Why? Because they kept their momentum going. They pushed. They didn't stop promoting. They didn't stop putting their stuff out there, even when nobody was biting. They kept going. They kept pushing. They kept putting their quotes out there. They kept putting their business services out there. And little by little, people begin to gravitate towards them. Guess why? Because they were consistent and they weren't failing and phasing out at the first sight of temptation to quit. It's so often that we allow life situations to blind us from the end goal. Now, I'm going to tell y'all, when I went to, I think it was Phoenix last year with Kingdom Driven Entrepreneurs, when I went to Phoenix last year, Apostle Candace, she was my guest last month, she prayed over me and she said, this baby will not die. This baby will not die. Now, if any of you understand the spiritual context at all, what you would understand is I wasn't physically pregnant, but I was pregnant with something, right? A ministry, a calling, a business, something that God had placed inside of me. And when she said, this baby shall not die, what she was saying was all the other babies were either born prematurely and died because they didn't have enough to sustain them. They were stillborn when they were born, so you birthed them, but it didn't have no life in it. Or you aborted the last one or allowed somebody else to abort the last one. So instead of you actually giving birth to the vision, you allowed it to die or get taken away or snatched away before you even had a chance to birth it out. Or you gave birth to the baby, you nurtured it for a little while, and it was there with you for a little while, but it had a sudden infant death syndrome. It died as a baby. It died as a baby. And so what she's saying is all these other things that you have attempted to do, all those other things that you did, and see, this is the thing. I could have positioned the baby the wrong way and it suffocated in the night. I could have, did something and didn't realize that I did it and it totally took the vision completely out. Whatever it is that happened, for whatever the reason that the baby died, this is a new season and a new day is what she was saying. So when you leave here, you're going to have a vision. You're going to have something that you have to birth out. But this one will not die. And so here's my determination, my new determination. I have it in my mind, this baby will not die. So I have a nonprofit idea. I've been talking about it for about 3 or 4 years. And even before I became homeless, I had the name for the nonprofit, but I did not give birth to it. I did not allow it to come forth, but I tried to make it a business. Love Walk Meditations, Motivation Services, that was my LLC, and I tried to make it a for-profit business. And it's not that it completely failed, because I got a lot of great clients out of it. I got a lot of great associations and acquaintances that I met through Love Walk Motivation Services, but God did not tell me to make it a LLC. How many of you have done something prematurely, did it your way, because you didn't like the way the other idea sounded? I know I have. I have. And when it fails, we're wondering, why did it fail? Am I a failure? We're prematurely doing things. We're taking the bait. We're falling for stuff. Business women, what I need you to do is I need you to make a plan, and I need you to be able to stick to it, because you know that it is a plan that God has set before your face to be able to accomplish something great. But you can't do it halfway. You can't be eager about it at first and then all of a sudden phase out. So once you realize that this is really it, once she said that to me last year, I began to do a lot of different things, starting back up in my business. I started posting flyers. I was doing engagements, doing seminars, and doing live conferences like I was starting before, but I was steadfast. And then God says, it's time to resurrect the nonprofit. This is what I called you to do in the first place. And see, what you don't realize, Shalonda, is that as you do what I'm telling you to do, I'm going to incorporate everything that you are already trying to do. So not only are you going to feed the homeless and give a shelter to these women, not only are you going to do that, but you're also going to have those seminars and those conferences, because I'm calling you to be able to reach out to the homeless and the broken and the uninspired. So all of it is going to be encompassed. But the reason why you failed the first time is because you failed to listen and you took the bait of the first temptation that came along. So now I've given you the vision. Are you going to run with it? Here's the thing. 7 years ago, I started with writing a book that was biblical in nature and that was a devotional. Had I continued with that instead of taking the first bait, then maybe I would arrive at this very place. Yeah. Anything? Maybe I would have arrived at this very place had I just went through with the motions that he set before me instead of me falling at the first sign of my weakness. How many of you have started something 10 years ago and you're wondering why it is not flourishing right now? When I incorporated Love Walk Outreach, I think I have seen more engagements, more people reaching out to me, more people saying, hey, will you come here? Will you do this? More people saying, hey, will you partner with us in doing this? More people of influence touching bases with me, people saying, this is what we want to make happen. Are you willing to be a part of it? More things happening, more doors opening, more opportunities presenting itself because I have placed myself in the proper place and I'm not falling at the first sign of temptation. Now, have you been doing this thing for 10 years and you're not seeing any fruit from it? And if that is the case, then maybe, just maybe, you have taken the bait of the first thing that came along and you have been working this program, but it's not the program that was supposed to be set before you, and so it's not flourishing. Maybe, just maybe, because that's only one scenario. The other scenario could be that you're not as consistent as you need to be in the business that you have. It is the one that you was called to, but you're not putting forth the work part of the effort as much as you should be. You're making excuses. Oh, I can't do this. I have to go to my regular job because I have to be able to sustain myself. And so you've been sustaining yourself for the last 10 years on that other job, but you're not pouring anything into the baby that was given to you. Slowly but surely, but yet you're wondering why nothing's working. You have a malnourished baby. It's not getting enough. It's not getting enough of what it needs to be able to thrive. It's not getting enough of what it needs to be able to sustain itself. And if you put as much effort into it as you put into building everybody else's company, then maybe, just maybe, you would see more fruit from what you are planting. And then there is the perspective that the timing was off in the first place and you needed to plan more. But you wanted to jump ahead of the game and you wanted to jump out there and just say, oh, I'm stepping out in faith. But you stepped out in faith. You didn't even pray to get the faith walk. Thing. You know, like you didn't even get the message. You just stepped out there on your own with no instructions, no guidance, no nothing. And so now you're fiddling, you're fumbling, and you're trying to figure it all out as you go, when in actuality, had you really waited for instruction, then every bit of instruction that you needed to be able to make it to the place that you needed to be and being the entrepreneur that you needed to be, with all the resources that we have, ProfessionalWomenEntrepreneurs.com. Make sure you go there. Make sure you visit. Make sure you get the resources. Make sure you tap into what it is that entrepreneurs as women already know so that you don't have to fumble as much if the timing is right. God has put me in acceleration mode. Like, he's allowing so many things to happen at one time in my life right now. And I believe a big part of it is because back then I started on the right track and then I got off balance. And so I've lost years and years. Now, some of it was very productive. Don't get me wrong. I learned a lot. I learned how to publish my own books. I learned how to network with people and really make some connections. I published, maybe six books since then. So I've not been stagnant. Of course, I've been doing some things, but it hasn't been producing the way that it should have been producing because I haven't been as consistent. I haven't been on the exact right page that I was supposed to be on. I wasn't doing things according to the plan. And so I can't keep asking, why is this not manifesting? Why is this not working? Because I haven't been doing my part. Not fully, not completely. I was trying to be a motivator when in actuality I was supposed to be an inspiration in ministry. I could still motivate through ministry, but I was in the wrong lane. Are you in the right lane? Are you taking the bait of the first bit of temptation that comes along? Are you barely feeding your baby? I'm saying a lot, but I hope you're catching it because I'm talking about me. I'm telling you that this is what happened with me. It is so many people, some of you who are listening, y'all saw my name years ago. And a lot of people, even now, they will contact me and say, when I saw you years ago, I was like, man, this girl is going places. And then all of a sudden, I didn't see you anymore. Shalonda, Coach Treasure Williams, I need you to be consistent. I need you to stay in your vein. Do what you're supposed to be doing. That's the only way you're going to build this. And so now that I'm in my correct lane, it's so much easier to stay in the vein. It's, I mean, I can quote a scripture and give an empowerment word in 2 seconds flat. But it took me hours, even a while, to try to come up with something motivational to say. And it's not that I don't know how to motivate, because I do. And the speeches, once they were done, were very good, but it wasn't my lane. I remember when I was in South Carolina with Kawan Finch and Shashina Gibbs and Coach Carrollson Carr and a whole bunch of awesome, powerful people, right? We were at this event for Kawan, because we were all a part of her book, Confessions of a Welfare Mom. And so we were convening together. We're all in this location, and it is a powerhouse type of situation. Like, it was the meeting of the minds, meeting of the bosses. It was awesome. And I remember Shashina Gibbs, I remember her saying to me, because I gave a little talk while I was there, and it was so inspired by the Holy Ghost at the time. And then she came to me afterwards, and we talked, and she said, "That's your hook. That's it, Coach Treasure. You are not just a motivational speaker." Everybody who always hears me, they always say, there is something so spiritual about you. Your spirituality is who you are. And so with that being said, here it is that all this time, and this was years ago, all this time, I've been trying to operate as a motivational speaker, and the very word came to me that you were a spiritual teacher as opposed to just being a motivational speaker. Now I'm in my vein. Now I'm working ministry. Now I'm giving inspirational words. Now I have a prayer line. Now I'm traveling and helping people get delivered. Now I'm doing the thing that I was called to do, and it's working. The fruit are coming forth, and the baby is not dying. So what is it that you're doing with your career, with your business, with your ministry? If you are not seeing the fruit of your seed, then there is something that's off. And so, therefore, you need to be able to check what's off. A part of unmasking is just being completely and totally real with yourself. You know what? I keep failing because I'm not consistent. I keep failing because I don't want to invest the time that it takes to build this. I'm failing because I am not in my rightful place. Think about what it is and make sure that you get in the right vein. All right, y'all, don't forget to visit professionalwomenentrepreneurs.com and get what you need to go to your next level. Join us tomorrow at 1 o'clock for Let's Get Real with Coach Treasure. We'll see you tomorrow. Good night.